Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and we are just about an hour away, a little more than that, from the tip-off of Game 5 of these NBA Finals. And, Rob, it's interesting because we haven't had a game that wasn't decided by double figures, right? All the games have been decided by double figures, 10 or more points. And yet, it's obviously a close series tied at 2-2. And Rob, do you know how many points separate the teams in this series?
I'm going to say, because you're asking me, I'm going to say 6.
How about 1?
Wow, is that right, Chris? Just 1 point with the Warriors, with the 4 games?
Yep. The Warriors have outscored them 422 to 421.
Wow, I didn't know it was that close.
That's amazing. And I do think, Rob, I don't know if you agree with me, and obviously they're not incredibly close games. They're not nail biters. They're not clutch time minutes, right? But I do think in today's NBA, there is such a thing as like a close 10-point game. No, I'm not saying if it's 10, you know, it could be the whole way through. But
it could be 3 points and then a couple late threes and then you got a double-digit lead and it seems like it's bigger than it really is. I know what you mean.
Right.
Because we've seen games like that at the end where, you know, where it was really closer, and then a couple baskets make you look at the score
right.
and go,
it was a 16-point game.
They got blown out. No, they didn't get blown out.
Right, right. All right, look, we're brought to you by Discover Card as always, and if you are a value customer, then Discover believes you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation. That's why they match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. It's Discover Card, exceptionally common sense. You can learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply. We got Antonio Daniels, former NBA player, NBA champion, friend of the show. He'll join us at the bottom of this hour. But Rob, you picked the Boston Celtics to win this series, I believe in six, correct?
Yeah, in six.
Six games. And the best player on the Celtics, Jason Tatum, is struggling.
Struggling.
Now, his numbers look pretty good. 22 points, 8 assists, 7 rebounds.
Struggling.
For him, only 3.5 turnovers, which is not bad for him. He's
because he handles the ball.
Right. And Rob, he's shooting 42.5% from three during the series. The problem for Tatum is for some reason he hasn't been able to finish at the rim or in the mid-range. And so overall, he's shooting 33% for the series.
Which is shocking.
It really is. And before the series, Rob, you know, a lot of people were crowning Tatum. Now, I do believe he's a superstar.
Yeah, but
they Bradley were. Beal said he could be the face of the league. Someone else said that, too. Rob G, who
else? And he's better than KD, and he's better than this and that.
Yeah, who was that that said he could be? Tracy McGrady, right.
Right.
So Bradley Beal said he could be the face of the league, and Tracy McGrady said he could be as good as KD.
Right.
That's where we are. A little too soon?
Too soon. As usual, because we talk about this all the time because it happens a lot. And Tatum in the finals, well, you just said it, 22 points, 33.4%. It's his worst shooting series, Chris, since 2019 when the Celtics lost in 5 games to the Bucks. And his scoring has gone down in every series as you go back. 29.5 versus the Nets. That's when he was getting all that big love. 27.6, Chris, against the Bucks, 25 points against the Heat, and now down to 22.3. And in his last 9 playoff games, he's shooting under 40. He shot under 40% 5 times. So he's had the bumps, and he's not there. That doesn't mean that he can't resurrect his playoff run, because if he plays well, Chris, and has a game that they're expecting, this might be the night. Just the same way the Warriors needed Steph, right, on the road in a big game. This is his moment, Chris. This could be his moment.
Well, he delivered, remember, in Milwaukee.
Right, that's what I'm
game
saying.
Game 6,
right.
46 points.
Absolutely. This is one of those moments. And I know that they're aware of it. I know he's aware of it. Like, we got to get our guy going. We got to give him some. And you just talked about it. The easier ones, right, around the rim. You got to make those. Those are the ones you have to make. So it's going to be interesting, but I think people did jump the gun a little too quickly on Tatum, crowning Tatum.
I think they did more than that. It's not just that they – look, Jason Tatum is great. And I've been saying it, Rob, for years, the past few years. This kid was a rookie – who should have been a sophomore in college, and he led them, yes, led them, because Kyrie Irving was hurt, to the Eastern Conference Finals, Game 7, against LeBron James. Averaged 18 that series and had only averaged 13 that year, so stepped it up. He's got handle. He's got the mid-range shot. He can finish at the rim. He can shoot the three, and he can defend. And he's not a bad passer. The one thing he can't do at this point or doesn't do is the post-up game, which a lot of guys don't do that anymore. But I think that would help him if he's ever struggling, you know, with his shot. So I think he should add that. But, Rob, I just think that guys went overboard. He's going to be great. He is great. I don't think it'll be Kevin Durant. Now, Yeah, okay, if he goes off and wins a ton of championships as the number one guy, okay. But we've seen the likes of Jason Tatum before.
Yes, we have.
Right? We haven't seen the likes of KD. And then for Bradley Beal to say he'll be face of the league, well, where's Giannis going?
Giannis is going nowhere, Chris, and his trophy case is jam-packed.
He's 27 years old, so right? You're right. He ain't going nowhere.
He's got plenty of trophies. Are you kidding? Like, really?
Where's Luka going?
Nowhere.
Where's Luka going?
Nowhere.
This series, this was started. A great postseason. Absolutely. Just getting started. And so I just think that people, to your point, Rob, sometimes people just overreact and make these grandiose statements. If you want to say, and this is a big statement, but I think, you know, assuming he's healthy, I don't think you would disagree with this, Rob. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. You know, assuming he stays healthy, I think he's going to be a Hall of Famer. He's not yet.
He's on that track.
You know, if
he's
on right, that if track. He just continues, doesn't get have a career altering injury, continues to play well, he's on that track. But I'm not going to say he's on the track to be Kevin Durant or he's on the track to be the best player in the league. I won't go that far.
No, and you shouldn't. I won't do it either. I just think I understand people want to have some talking points and, you know, and you know, have something to say, which is fine. And you could say a lot, but it's too quick. And this is the examples that we see, Chris, all the time in sports where someone excels in a series or whatever and people are, like, ready to say that they've taken that next step. Can they win first? Like, seriously, like it's a winning still, to me, that's your defining moment. It's about winning. And then you start to look. Do you agree with that, Chris? Like, it's about winning.
If they win this series, I'm not going to be looking at this like, man, Tatum, yeah, but Tatum struck. They won.
Yep.
They won a championship. And here's the other thing, Rob, and people got to understand this, and I get it. Right now, Celtics fans don't want to hear this. Right now, I don't even think this is good for Jason Tatum to hear. I think this is something that would comfort Celtics fans and comfort Jason Tatum a week or two from now after they've lost the series. And that is that he's not the first superstar, young superstar in particular, to struggle in his first finals. He's 24 years old, Rob.
You got the
he
list?
He played one year in college. List. Well, Larry Bird.
Right.
Back-to-back eight-point games, 3-for-11 shooting, back-to-back.
That's LB, one of the all-time greats.
Yep. LeBron James shot 35% against the Spurs in his first finals. Got swept, 22 points a game. LeBron struggled in his second finals, right?
That's right. Rob,
the guys that have been Tatum's age, who have, quote-unquote, led their teams to championships, typically had one of two things. They spent more time in college than him to get that college coaching, and particularly at a time when, you know, you really did get coached in college. It wasn't just a holding ground until you got to the NBA draft for a year. Or they had a veteran teammate who was a Hall of Famer himself in his own right, who could lead the charge. So Magic's first championship, Kareem was MVP of the league. Bird's first championship, when I said the 2 8-point games, he had 3 Hall of Famers with him. Robert Parrish was in his prime. Kevin McHale was just ascending. And Tiny Archibald was there. Not what he used to be, but had become a smart playmaker more so than a big-time scorer and stat monger. Tim Duncan had David Robinson. Dwayne Wade had Shaq. Kobe had Shaq. It is rare for a young guy to lead a team to the championship, and he doesn't have – that veteran, perennial all-star Hall of Fame player. And if Tatum does this, and obviously they still have a chance to do it, that is what he would be doing, Rob. So that would be huge. There's a reason Luka hadn't gotten to the finals yet as great as he is. He don't have that type of teammate.
Right. And it is so far an impressive climb by Tatum to get his team where they are and the road that they had to travel.
That's been brutal.
It really has. I mean, let's just be honest. I mean, who knows? I mean, so many different things, but they're there and they have a golden opportunity. I know two of the last three games are, you know, supposedly going to be in Washington. I mean, going to be in San Francisco, I
supposedly.
Should say. Yeah, I mean, if they win in six.
If they
you know what I mean?
Oh.
I mean, like, you know, it's two out of three. But what if they win the next two?
Right. Golden State. Yeah.
Right. I mean, if they beat Golden State tonight and wrap it up in game six in Boston, it would be, like, incredible, wouldn't it?
I think Golden State is looking at this game. Obviously, both of them feel like it's a must-win. But Golden State, it's more of a must-win, Rob, for Golden State. Would you agree with that? It's not an absolute must-win for either team.
Right.
But it's more important for them to win, right?
Because if Boston loses, they know they're playing the next game, regardless.
And they'll be at home.
Right.
Not that that's been a sanctuary for them, but it's still home.
Right. And the other thing they got going for them, and obviously, you know, that they haven't lost two games in a row since, when is it, January or whatever? It's incredible.
Like mid-January.
That's incredible in the NBA. Just like the Lakers didn't win two games in a row, Chris, for 4 months.
That doesn't mean, I mean, it's a nice stat.
No.
And
I'm
you're
just
right,
saying,
it's great.
Right.
But remember when Golden State lost to Cleveland in 2016.
They lost two games in a row, and they lost three in a row.
Right.
Right.
So, you know, obviously you're playing a different level of competition than you were in the other earlier playoffs or even certainly in the regular season. But I hear you. But look, Golden State, Rob, they know the last thing we want to do. They won't be counted out, but the last thing they want to do is go to Boston, down 3-2, facing elimination. They haven't been a great road team. They're 4-5 on the road this year, Rob. The Warriors haven't won two games on the road in a series this year, this postseason. So they got one game against Denver, one game against Memphis, one against Dallas, and now so far they have their one game on the road against Boston. So they're 10-1 at home. They don't want to go on the road facing elimination. So I think they understand that. And look, if they win tonight, they'll be breaking a big string. As you said, the back-to-back game. So we will see what happens in about an hour. All right, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Has Jason Tatum's underwhelming NBA Finals changed how you feel about his long-term trajectory? Is he not yet a superstar? Did folks crown him too soon? Your turn to win with the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
All right, it's the iCouple. You are in a no-flex zone. And we're brought to you by AutoZone. Speaking of zones, because AutoZone's got the free services you need to help you get back on the road, such as their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. And with more than 5,600 locations nationally, AutoZone's here to help you save time and money with those free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Getting us on AutoZone. 877-99 on Fox. Jason Tatum. Was he crowned too soon as a superstar? Your turn to weigh in.
If you want to crown him, then crown their ass.
Thank you, Dennis Green. Perfect. Swade in Memphis. You're on the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio. What up?
Man, it's always a pleasure to talk to you guys. I'm going to try to keep it short and sweet. Chris, you be on the money, man. Like, you were on the money with Boston. Everybody was saying they were going to lose to the Bucks. You're on the money. Rob Parker, I'm still waiting on cornball merchandise. I'll be your first supporter on that. But as far as Jason Tatum, I don't think that we've crowned him too early. What I think is we're giving him his flowers now, because like you said earlier, Chris, he would have been like a sophomore in college. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's literally growing up in front of our eyes, man. Like, right. We're seeing the maturity of a potentially great player. And like you said, if he adds that post-game, you know, to his repertoire, man, that guy would be awesome. And you're talking to a guy who lives in Memphis but is a Miami Heat fan. So we saw what he did to my team.
The process is not always pretty. But, right. Rob, if he years down the line, if he ends up winning a championship or a couple – if they lose this series, he'll look back. Even if they win it, Rob, and he plays better in the future, right? He'll look back and say, I learned a lot that series. So we're in the middle of it where it's looking ugly, but I think ultimately he'll be a better player for this.
Yeah.
And he might come out and turn it around, you know, in the next few games.
If he does that, it will be great. I mean, that would be the biggest thing, Chris. Like, you know, like you struggled and then you got down, the series was 2-2. And then you play two of your best games. People won't remember the first four. They won't. Right. None of that will matter. Right. Ray in Seattle, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Ray?
Hey, how's it going? Hey, I just want to say I enjoy how spot on you guys are all the time. I love listening to your show.
Thank you.
You know, Jason Tatum, he's not the face, and he might be one day. He's climbing that mountain, though. And he'll have his place on top of that mountain, maybe sooner than later if they win this series. But when Boston won that first game, I thought they were playing over their head a little bit. I'm a big Warriors fan, and when they won that other game, the second game, I was like, "Uh-oh, here we go! Right. It's gonna be a great series." I appreciate you guys.
I appreciate it.
Now, it has been a great series.
Most people had six or seven, Chris. So this is nobody thought any.
That said five, one way or the other. But I think obviously they were wrong because it ain't ended in five.
No, it's not. Sure. That's not happening. Was it five for the Warriors or five? Right.
I heard both.
Really.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. I did not hear five.
But
Will,
you're right. Most people did have six or seven.
Six or seven. That's what I heard the most. Okay. Will, in Wisconsin, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Will?
What's going on, gentlemen? Good set, Rob. Man, it was nice to be able to see you put that together. I think, Mr. CB, I think you were talking about getting on stage, so I'd love to see that.
Well, Chris going to have me at his place in Brooklyn.
Rob on stage in Brooklyn.
Yeah,
in
when
the,
it opens
Dumbo
up.
Dumbo section. Yep.
Yeah. But Will, I appreciate it, man. It was a lot of fun. Thank you.
That's what's up. But no, absolutely,
I'll save
Chris,
my humor for the Odd Couple.
Yeah.
But no, absolutely, man. Jason Tatum, this isn't actually what has changed my mind, any performance or any of the fans, I don't think, a good basketball performance or what's been going on in these playoffs, because this is the same Jason Tatum. I think this is the same unit minus who, like Terry Rozier, right, that took LeBron in some of his last peak performance to seven games, man.
Yep.
And so the fact that this unit, just how, you know, some of the stuff that you guys have said about some other teams, you know, how do these guys play together? What's that experience? These guys have got that experience. Now they're getting over the hurdle of being better than everyone else in their own respective conference. Now let's see. I had the winner of the East picked to be this year's champion, and it looks like we still got some basketball left to be played.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. All right. Good call. We got Antonio Daniels, NBA champion, coming up in a moment. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. You know what time it is when you hear.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
Every day I'm hustling because he is hustling. He's an NBA champion. He's a Pelicans color analyst. He's a SiriusXM NBA radio host, and he is a Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. Our man, Antonio Daniels.
Yo.
What's up, brother?
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
We are good, man. Good to have you on. Let me ask you, I'm going to cut right to the chase. Magic Johnson, Kendrick Perkins, Bleacher Report, The Athletic, a lot of people, a lot of entities out there saying, you know, if this continues and Steph continues to play as he is, and even if they lose, he should be the finals MVP. Where are you at on the finals MVP coming from a losing team, and in this case, particularly Steph Curry?
Well, the thing is, right now, I don't even feel comfortable talking about who should be the finals MVP in a loss, because there's still three more games to go.
Right.
You know, so as bad as Jason Tatum has been thus far, what if these next three games are incredible? Now we're having a different conversation. Steph Curry thus far has been by far, head and shoulders, the best player on the floor every game. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that.
Right.
But to kind of project what this will look like if this goes seven and Golden State loses, that's a lot of ifs that have to happen.
Yeah, that's the biggest problem I have as well. And you don't know. The series is 2-2, and you just said it.
Right.
What if Jason Tatum has two incredible 40 pieces and then closes them out in six games?
Have a feeling? I think I feel like, in general, the finals MVP should come from the winning team. Rob is there as well.
Yeah, I just don't.
I mean, unless it's just almost
astronomical.
Unless you're
scoring averaging 100 points like a game or something. Something
unrealistic. But what do you feel that way, or do you think, hey, if the best player is on the losing team, why can't he get it?
No, I'm with you guys. I'm totally with you guys. Like, unless it's like just there's an incredible imbalance. You know what I mean? A guy on the losing team is putting up 40, 50 points a game, but not just to say that, but that says if somebody on the winning team had to play well for them to win.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
That's my thought. Somebody on the winning team had to play well. So no matter how good whoever it was on the losing team was, somebody on the winning team had to play well for them to actually beat that performance that we're discussing on the losing team. So, I'm kind of with you guys on that one.
Let's talk about, we mentioned Tatum, and he's shooting 34% from the field. Mm. And, you know, his scoring average has gone down since, you know, every series, almost 30 points against the Nets. And then it went down against Milwaukee. It went down against the Heat. And now it's at 22 points a game. Are you seeing anything, or, you know, is it the moment, or it's just because it seems as if he's having trouble making easier shots, you know, or.
Okay. This is what I'll say, Rob. I think a lot of times there are certain things that we say, and you guys cover all sports.
Right.
So there are certain things that we say that that sound like cliche-ish, that sound cool, but it's not cool, but just sounds like something that we've said for so long that it seems like why would it be the moment for Jason Tatum but not the moment for Draymond Green? You know what I mean? Even though Draymond Green has been there numerous times too. Sometimes you just don't play well. And in the first four games, Jason Tatum has not played well. It's like when a rookie comes in and we say things like, oh, man, that's a rookie mistake. And then two possessions later, a veteran makes the same mistake. But we don't chalk it up to inexperience. We just chalk it up to the fact that he made a mistake. You know what I mean? What I'm saying is Jason Tatum, yes, this is his first time in the NBA Finals. But I don't believe that the moment is big. He's not doing anything different than what he's done before. Some of those shots that we're accustomed to seeing him hit against Brooklyn, some of those shots we're accustomed to seeing him hit against Milwaukee and Miami, they haven't fallen in the first four games. But do I think that this 22 points per game will continue? No. This is what I'll say, though. If you look at his stats, they're not bad. It's just the inefficiency that jumps off the page.
Right.
Because he's giving you 22, almost 8-8. Which is not bad at all. It's just the fact that he's not shooting the ball as efficient as we are accustomed to seeing him shoot the basketball.
Do you think I hate to even use this term because he did get put back in critical moments, but benched, for lack of a better term, Draymond, right?
No.
So that's what I'm saying.
No.
So, but the bottom line, taking him out in critical moments in the fourth quarter, do you think that could become a problem going forward with Draymond's attitude or anything, or you think he'll be fine with it? It's just we doing what we got to do to win.
Okay, so you can tell the true testament of a man happens during times of adversity. So what you hear about Golden State's culture all the time is it's all about winning. It's all about winning. And if it's all about winning, then this wouldn't be an issue. You know what I mean? This shouldn't be an issue moving forward. Because your job as a coach – Your job as a coach outside of the X and O's and the schemes and the ego management is to win the game, to do whatever it takes to win the basketball game. Sometimes that means doing exactly what we saw. Okay, Draymond Green's obviously not going offensively. He has 17 points, and almost half of those points came in game two. So in three games, he has a total of 8 points. If I'm Steve Kerr and I realize we need more ball handling,
yep,
more shooting, more facilitating, whatever it may be at that particular time, if that means that I have to take my future first ballot Hall of Famer out the game, so be it. But we all know this, though. This is a results-driven league. Everything is based on results. So right now, we can praise Steve Kerr for the fact that it worked. Imagine the conversation that's being had if this happens and you lose. I'm in San Antonio, right? All I hear all the time is about Greg Popovich taking out Tim Duncan at the end of the month.
That's right.
All the time. Because it's results based. So if Ray Allen misses that shot and San Antonio wins that championship, you know what? No one's talking about Greg Popovich taking Tim Duncan out the game. But this is a results based league.
I was so mad. Yeah, where was Duncan there in that spot?
I mean, you're mad because Ray Allen hit that shot.
Yeah,
if Ray Allen misses that shot and it bounces out, San Antonio gets the rebound, they get fouled. No one is saying, oh, man, Pop should have kept Tim Duncan in the game. Because everything in this league is based on results.
AD, before you go, let me ask you about this. Anthony Davis has said you probably saw the video. He said he hadn't touched a basketball since April 5th. People making a big deal out of it. But you find out that that's his pattern. And we know, I don't know about your day, probably your day, and certainly before your day, it wasn't unusual for a guy to, go a month, maybe longer, 2 months without touching a ball, playing ball. Let me ask, I'm not caught up on it with AD like that. However, I want to ask you, in today's league where shooting is so important, even for a big guy like him, is it fair to say, he should be shooting jumpers? At least he should be shooting a lot of threes or not?
No, not now. I'm not of that thought process. And we discussed this for a while today. You'll talk to different NBA players that have different routines. And here's the thing. Just because it worked for someone else doesn't mean it'll work for you. You apply that in every aspect of life. So when you think about like working out or dieting or whatever it may be, just because someone else chooses to do something doesn't mean that's what's best for your body. As an individual, you have to find out what works best for you. For you, not what other people think, not what other people do, but what has worked out best for you. There are so many players that I know that when the season is over, they leave a basketball for months. They don't touch it. It doesn't mean you fall out of shape. Just because I'm not touching the basketball, like for me, when I was playing, I would leave basketball alone and I would start boxing. You know what I mean? Just to kind of get out of the whole, you're basketball all day, every day for like 9 months straight. You're just going and going and going. So I'm not going to fall out of shape, but just putting the basketball down and taking a little break from it, there's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. Everybody's body, everybody's routine is different. And the further that you get along in your career, you have to cater your routine for what works best for you.
That's good stuff. That's Antonio Daniels, NBA champion. We appreciate you, man.
Fellas, love you guys, man. Have a great day.
No doubt. Thank you, brother. You too.
Peace. Sources say is next. Keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
All right, it's the iCouple, and with prices soaring at the pump, and they are, Discover's got your back with the Cash Back Program. Here's how it works. You use Discover Card to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target stores now through June. That's on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. You can learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations apply. It's time for Sources Say.
Check, check, check. Everybody hear me?
My sources say these two have been covering sports for nearly 3 decades apiece.
I will say this.
Let's put the Big J journalist to the test. It's Sources Say.
That's right. It is Sources Say here on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Second, we put Chris and Rob's, what is it, like 117 years of journalism experience.
118,
thank you.
That's right. Don't be jelly because we've had long, successful careers.
Yes. Most of that is Rob. Most of those years are Rob. But,
I just want to say this. This is fact. This is not an opinion. Your show has only been successful since me and Alex got aboard.
Is that right?
Just saying.
That's true.
That is a big fact.
Well, you guys were here from day
exactly.
One.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, that's right. You guys have never had success away from the rest of the Odd Couple
that's
crew.
True.
You know,
that's
hey,
true.
You know what's funny is I was on a radio show in the Bay Area today, Chris, with your ex-partner and my ex-partner.
Yes.
Whatchamacallit? I know who you're talking about.
I know. I can't believe I can't remember.
Mark Willard. Yes, we hear you, Chris. He's banging on the mic. Can you tell him we hear him? Okay, go ahead, Rob G.
I'm sorry. You know how technical difficulties are, especially with Chris Broussard in his home studio. It doesn't pay the bill.
Yes.
But anyway, let's get right to it. I got a couple of stories. Go really quickly here. Story number one. My sources say that Shaquille O'Neal was asked during a podcast interview last week about his sex life. And all he could say when asked how it works with a man that big, he said geometry. Rob Parker, are my sources good?
I'm going to say false.
I'm going to say false. I think it's somebody else.
Bro. Really?
That was on the Pivot podcast, by the way.
What was the question he was asked?
He wanted to know how Shaq's sexual escapades work when you're 7'1". That was his question.
All right.
He said geometry.
Yep. Story number two. My sources say that former Laker, current Charlotte Hornets big man, Montrezl Harrell, got arrested and charged with felony possession of marijuana because he was driving around in a car which allegedly had 3 pounds of weed vacuum sealed in a backpack. It's 0-0 right now. So, Chris Broussard, my source is good.
What was it? Can you give me a little? Give it
3 pounds of weed vacuum sealed in the back of his car and be charged with a felony.
I'm going to say true.
I'll say false. It was somebody else.
True.
I'll say true. I'm sorry.
Uh-oh. Do we have much? How much time do we have?
We got plenty. We got 3 minutes. Come on.
We got about a minute left.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Story number three.
How much time again?
3 minutes. Be quiet, Chris. Stop trying to stall. Go ahead, Rob.
This is my new favorite story.
Alex Bongo.
Story number three. Kyrie Irving. Big hit on this show. According to multiple reports, is dating a woman who describes herself as a witch who goes by the name Blue of Earth on social media. Chris Broussard, my source is good.
Is it Chris or me?
Chris is winning.
Nah, because I'm winning. I mean, I assume he's in a long-standing relationship with his, you know, the mother of his last child.
You would think that, Chris.
I guess that could be her, but I hadn't heard that before about her before. I'm going to say false.
Yes, false.
You sit on a throne of lies.
That's Aaron Rodgers.
That is Aaron Rodgers. See?
Is
Rob,
it?
Rob knows Rob all about Aaron Rodgers.
Look at Rob. No wonder Rob won last week. He's on the internet looking stuff up.
No, I'm not. I know
how'd
the story.
You figure that out?
I knew the story. I saw that story.
It don't matter.
But she's not a witch, though, Rob.
No, she's not. But is he a warlock is what I want to know.
As long as he throws touchdown, who cares, right?
Right.
Rob, rock with me.
No,
roll
I'm not doing
me,
that. It's a Magic City Monday, but I ain't doing that.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey,
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.